You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Our focus now is on Oak Island, a beach town in Brunswick County that boasts a year-round population of about 7,700. During the summer months, that number can swell to 50,000. There are two open seats on Oak Island's town council this year, seven names on the ballot. Earlier this week, one of the candidates, Natasha Tatum, told us she's no longer an active candidate. Because of the late date, however, her name will still be on the ballot. Incumbent Loman Scott is running for re-election. Dara Royal, who was appointed to fill out Jim Medlin's term after he moved away, is not running again. Joining me now is Kevin Lindsay, one of the six active candidates hoping for one of those two seats on Oak Island's town council. Kevin Lindsay is a retired public school educator and principal of 40 years. He retired with his wife, Betty, 4 years ago after vacationing on Oak Island, he says, for many years. He is the current treasurer for Oak Island Beach Preservation. He also volunteers for Oak Island Water Rescue. While he says he's worked with others on political campaigns, this is his first run at elected office. Kevin Lindsay, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you, Rachel. It's really nice to be here.
Nice to have you here. And you can ask your own question of Kevin Lindsay on this Wednesday edition by calling us at 910-343-1138. You can also email us right now at coastline@whqr.org. Kevin Lindsay, there's usually a galvanizing issue for people when they decide to run for municipal office. What was it for you?
I think it was the sand replenishment idea. I knew that it was coming. I knew that there was a lot of discussion about it. My questions were, and I didn't originally support it because, to me, I can't support something unless I know all the answers to it, and there were no answers to be had. So I initially said I can't support it once I realized that that is not the best way to approach this discussion. I changed that to, yes, I understand the sand is needed, but I still have my major questions, and I'm still waiting for some answers on those.
And there are a lot of components to the shoreline preservation issue on Oak Island. The
right.
town has recently learned that it's going to be the recipient of about $15 million from different sources, state and federal sources. So what are your major questions now, and what's your concern about the direction it's going?
Well, the direction it's going, my major questions were, number one, how's it going to be paid for? Certainly the town has given no indication that they're going to have that kind of cash on hand. They floated around the idea of assessments. It's a tiered assessment, so depending on your proximity to the beach, you would be charged so much, but that's not official. The time frame is not so official. As well as my question, there was some discussion, well, we're going to take care of people with hardships, but I'm sorry. Telling me you're going to do that is very different from letting me see something or hearing something very definitive, because on Oak Island, there are some people. The stories are that they're being driven off of the island because they can't afford it, and that is a major concern. Other than the assessments, my other concern is about the preservation. You're buying a new product, and there's absolutely no discussion that I've heard of about how we're going to protect this product over the next few years. Are we going to invest in an urban forester? Are we going to increase the type of plants that we're going to plant in the dunes in order to save them, to retain them, to try to help them out? Equally important, is there any discussion about sand fences or building walkways over the dunes? There are a whole bunch of ideas out there that need to be explored. So we're buying a new product again, and we haven't taken it to the next stop. Once it's there, what are we going to do to save it?
So let's paint the picture then. Let's say you don't have to build consensus or convince anyone else of the direction. What does shoreline preservation strategy look like?
The right idea is that they're bringing in the sand presently. It's called emergency sand, and it will take several years for it to develop. Over the next couple of months, they'll keep bringing in sand, and this project will go on for a couple of months, a couple of years. Ultimately, I'm hoping right now what they're talking about is a recreational beach, which is very different from an engineered beach. An engineered beach means that FEMA will now, as long as you keep it up and do the things that are standards of FEMA, they will then give you money if a major storm comes and washes it away. So right now the plan is it's a recreational beach. I'd like to know where their thoughts are about maybe looking at the next step and making making it an engineer beach. I know that Holden Beach did the same thing. It started out recreational and ended up being an engineer beach.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. With us now is Oak Island Town Council candidate Kevin Lindsay. You can ask your own question during the live Wednesday discussion by calling us at 910-343-1138 or by emailing us today at coastline@whqr.org. One candidate for mayor on Oak Island says that leaders need to better understand the natural forces that are at work on the beach and need to harness those forces rather than work against them. One example that this person used was stop fighting nature and stop dredging Lockwood Folly.
That question was posed at one of the forums. I have to agree with a lot of the things that were said. I mean, nature is a powerful force. Hopefully the engineered beach that we're going to develop is one that can sustain the winds and the rains and the tides. Again, I'm hoping that there's more that we can do to the dunes that will help them sustain that a little bit better. Artificially, I know of some areas throughout the world that have used temporary barriers. They're plastic, you fill them with water, and during storm surge times, they're used to stave off the harming tides and waves that are coming through. As far as Lockwood Folly goes, I'm not supportive of that because it's very expensive. The shifting sands in Lockwood Folly.
You're not supportive of continuing to dredge?
No. There is no end in sight. Plus, there are other municipalities that use that as well. So there has to be a discussion. If you want to have Oak Island Council talk about supporting it, then you need to bring other people to the table who also have an interest in this. It can't be carried by one municipality alone.
Is Oak Island carrying that cost? Is that not on Brunswick County?
Presently, I believe $30,000 was given. The responsibility has been up to the Coast Guard and the Engineer Corps. Unfortunately, they're saying we're not doing it anymore. It's more of a recreational rather than a navigational necessity. So therefore, someone needs to pick up the cost of that, and I do not see that being carried by Oak Island alone.
Would you ever consider, if it was up to you, applying for a permit for a terminal groin?
Oh, yes. I mean, I'm up for anything that would benefit the island. But it comes down to making decisions and finding out how much is it going to cost, how long will it last, and what are the benefits for the community.
We had an email from Maury. She writes, do you plan to enforce the ordinance against clear-cutting lots for development? She writes, we live on the West End, where most lots are completely cleared. What about the environmental impact of destroying virtually all of the old-growth trees?
That actually came up in one of the discussions. I had a conversation with a contractor once, and name not being mentioned, the comment basically was, we are kind of self-regulated. We do the best we can, but we're self-regulated. Really, there is not a lot of oversight with this. I brought up at one of the forums that we need to get the inspectors, get the supervisors out there, and it's not just about the new homes, but it's all parts of the island. Again, that's why I would like to see them hire or rehire. They had one several years ago, an urban forester.
Is there a clear ordinance right now? Is it a question of enforcement?
There is a clear ordinance. I believe that there is a question of enforcement, but that becomes even more critical now that the vegetation line along the shore has been pulled back. So now all the shorefront properties are being built upon, and it's essential that the supervisors and the investigators not only look at it before the project begins, but during the project and then afterwards. Because my feeling is we've given a lot of leeway to the builders on the island because we went to business, but it needs to be a little bit more supervised to make sure that we're getting our bang for the buck.
You mentioned earlier being concerned about people no longer being able to afford their properties.
Correct.
On Oak Island.
Right.
How do you think Oak Island needs to grow? How would you manage the explosive growth, certainly, that's happening in Brunswick County?
That's a great question. It's been brought up several times. I think it's essential that we come up with a strategic plan. And a strategic plan, we already have an urban land use plan That needs to be combined in a greater, bigger picture that would be a strategic plan as to where we're going in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. I think that's a very manageable thing. The information is out there. We need to inform the citizens of thoughts and ideas that we're having, have public forums to talk about it. But I don't think it would be difficult or terribly impossible to come up with a strategic plan that will guide us into the future as far as where the island will be.
So you have this moment. Let's fast forward 4 years. Let's say you've won the seat and you're looking back and you were able to bring a key idea to deal with or to help shape the growth of Oak Island. What was that idea? What's the one thing you think Oak Island is missing that leaders really need to focus on?
I think the one thing that we really need to do, and I would like to see the council do, is to really open themselves up more to the community. For the first time, I had seen an open forum on October where the citizens were invited, and there was a discussion for about an hour. Well, that was the beginning. I don't know why that can't continue ongoing. I think it's essential that people have a voice, and I know we hear that all the time in politics, but truly, people are not being heard. Their ideas are not being cultivated. I think our present board or council is somewhat seclusive, and I would like to see them have more opportunities to involve themselves with the citizens.
So you mentioned then a public forum. There are certainly public hearings that take place as a mandated public hearings.
Well, there are. There are. But if you go to a public hearing and you want to say something, first of all, you're only responding before the motion is passed, and you're given 3 minutes, in which time there is really not a dialogue between you and the council members. You simply address your concerns, they thank you, and you go back and sit down, and then they vote. That's not enough. People have a lot more to say, and I think the town council can certainly afford the opportunity to have more discussions where the people get to respond to them rather than just hearing what they have to say.
Oak Island, like many coastal communities in the Cape Fear region, faces a pretty serious opioid abuse problem. And certainly there are federal and state initiatives to attack the problem. We just heard a press conference this morning, Wednesday morning, that New Hanover County is going to file its own lawsuit. I believe Wilmington is also against distributors of opioids and manufacturers. Is there anything that the town of Oak Island needs to do to start to address this public health issue?
I'll go back to the idea of public information. I think we've all heard information about the opioid use and misuse. We've seen it in print. I think people would very much like to have some open discussions about that as well. What can we do as a community that we haven't thought of? I know the police department has invested just 18 months ago, received $250,000 for more investigators and the ability to do other investigations as far as people who are selling. I think on a more positive note, we can do more as far as informing the public of what they can do. For example, I think there are people who know of other people who have any use or abuse or may have need. I would like to have more discussions about where can they turn, where can they go, because not everybody reads the paper, not everybody listens to the television. Publicize some information so that people can go and listen and learn.
Oak Island purchases water from Brunswick County, which gets its water from the Cape Fear River. We know Gen X is just a tiny component of the potentially toxic chemical cocktail that's in the river that can't be removed with traditional water treatment. Is there anything Oak Island needs to do specifically to ensure a safe and reliable water supply?
That question actually came up at one of the forums, and I believe that the mayor and the current council is doing what they need to do in order to protect the water source. What can they do differently? I don't see anything right now, but they need to lend support, information, and whatever statistics they have to the state and federal level so that they can go ahead with their lawsuits.
From where you sit, what's the state of the sewer system on Oak Island? Is it going in the right direction, or is there still some work that needs to be done?
There's always work that's going to be done. They're always doing upgrades. But the sewer system on Oak Island is a done deal. It's called an enterprise system. When it was put in, the cost is high. And people will continue to pay that amount. The only hope that they may have is with the new water system, in which electronically controlled, people might actually get a rebate if they don't use all the water. But that has to be determined.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Kevin Lindsay, that's our time. Thank you so much for being with us.
I had a good time.
When we come back from this 90-second break, we'll meet Oak Island Town Council candidate John Bach, and we're taking your questions on the Live Wednesday edition at 910-343-1138 or coastline@whqr.org. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn.